Good morning. Beautiful day with the sunshine. It's nice to see the sun in the middle of winter, especially in Michigan. Today's readings, at least for myself, are ones that kind of strike a chord in the heart. Especially the calling out of judgment that often you and I make. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye when you do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? I think there's something within the fallen human nature that we're quick to look out upon others and notice their imperfections. We're quick to see flaws in one another and then to believe that we have 20/20 vision and are perceiving things perfectly well and so are in the position then to judge. What I think is fascinating about these readings, though, is Jesus' critique isn't so much about judging itself, but rather how or in what disposition of heart do we make a judgment? If you listen clearly, Jesus seems to even command that we do judge. Listen, "You hypocrite, remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter from your brother's eye." In other words, Jesus doesn't say, don't even try to remove the splinter. But he does say, what must take first or what must happen first in order to do it well, in order to do it properly? In other words, in order to become a vessel of salvation for other people, I must first taste salvation myself. In order to become a vessel of salvation for other people. Because that's what you and I are called to do. We're called to be light for the world, salt for a world that's grown dull. We're called to go out to make proper judgment in order that the world may come into truth. But unless I taste salvation first myself, I can never become a vessel of salvation for others. I think a powerful question for you and I to ask is, what does salvation mean for me? Have you tasted being saved? Well, of course, Father, I know I'm baptized. Yeah, I know I'm saved. I believe in Jesus Christ. Of course I'm saved. But I want to press it further because it seems this is what Jesus is doing. He appeals to the heart. From the goodness of the heart, we produce goodness. From the evil within the heart, we produce evil. So I think our Lord asks, has your heart experienced salvation? Sometimes I think we believe Christianity to be God coming down to humans, giving us a rule book, and then saying, all right, pick yourself up from your bootstraps and head up the mountain of holiness. That's wrong. Christianity is a salvation religion. It's not an ethic. It's not a list of rules. We get there, but primarily that's not what it is. It's a salvation religion, which means it's all about being saved. It means that I'm in a position that is helpless. I'm in a position incapable of achieving the goodness which my heart longs for. And so unless I have tasted my helplessness, I will never experience salvation. Unless I come face to face with the reality that I'm in a position incapable, utterly incapable of achieving the goodness for which my heart seeks, salvation means nothing to me. What does it mean for you? What does it mean for myself that I have been saved. Have we experienced the brokenness within my own being? And then the Lord, in a very humble and powerful way, stooping down and kissing that place of your heart. I think some Catholics kind of grapple or are confused at the reason why we begin every single Mass at confessing our sins. Isn't that interesting? Right at the offset of the Mass, I say, "Brothers and sisters, let us call to mind our sins." Why? In order to prepare ourselves to enter into these sacred mysteries. That's fascinating. It's needed. You and I have to begin in this disposition that everything that follows in the Mass is an answer to the brokenness within my heart. I think if we're honest with ourselves, you and I do not like to go to that place of ourselves. And I think a telltale sign of this is that 3% of Catholics go to confession. 3%. That's terrible. And I don't mean to call any one of you out, but if it's only 3%, that means many of you don't go. Why? Well, Father, because I can go straight to Jesus and ask for forgiveness just from home. It's not what St. James says in the letter that he wrote to the early church. He said, "Go to the priest and confess your sins." And there's two reasons for this. The first is because it's painful to face my brokenness in front of another. But that's the point. To come face to face with my need for salvation. That's one half. The second half is actually more interesting. It's so that you and I can hear audibly, physically, that in that place where I'm utterly helpless and in need of God's grace, I hear with my own ears, "Your sins are forgiven. Go in peace." The sacrament of confession is the most concrete way that I experience salvation. That's why it is so sad that only 3% of Catholics taste it. What does it mean to be saved? It means that I come before the Lord in a place where I am unlovable. And in that place, He loves me. That's salvation. And unless I experience it myself, I cannot be a vessel for salvation for other people. Why? Because what does the person with the splinter in their eye need to experience? Not a finger waving at them saying, "You got a splinter in your eye. Get it out, or let me get it out for you." That's not what they need. They need to taste love. And unless my heart has tasted it itself, unless I've experienced unmerited, unwarranted, complete, gifted love myself, which then transforms my heart, I'm incapable of sharing that type of love to someone else. Remove the wooden beam from your own eye first. In other words, taste salvation yourself before you go and try to save another. That's what Jesus says today. Taste it yourself first. I want to conclude just with these final words of Jesus in today's gospel. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. My heart, your heart, as Pope Francis says, can be a place of vinegar, a place that's very sour, and the only remedy for it is God's love. He comes and he kisses that place of sour vinegar and makes it fresh. In a very real way, he draws the fresh, living waters of his own heart and he places it within my own heart so that my heart becomes a well overflowing with goodness for those around me. It must begin with myself first. In a few moments, as you come before the living Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, I invite you to, and I've mentioned this before, but it's so important to do it, come face to face with the wretchedness of your own being. And if you don't realize you have it, turn to your spouse and they'll tell you all about it. Come face to face to the wretchedness of your own being and allow the Lord to love you precisely there.